President John Mahama has required of new envoys the country to use their duty tour as a springboard to open new areas of partnerships for the mutual benefit of their countries and Ghana. According to him, the role of the ambassadors has changed from mere ceremonial to a dynamic one, which requires critical and innovative thinking. President Mahama was receiving letters of credence from five envoys at Flagstaff House in Accra. The envoys, made up of two women and three men, are from Zambia, Colombia, Singapore, India, and Denmark. Here is Pascaline Adadevo with the details.
I'm very proud and honored to be here to be able to present my letters of credence under which the President of the Republic of Singapore has issued to me to be the next High Commissioner to the Republic of Ghana. I also have the honor to present the letters of recall for my predecessor.
The five envoys presented their letters of credence in like manner to President Mahama, the leader of their host country. They begin various terms of office during which they are required to promote outstanding foreign policies and build bridges of cooperation between their countries and Ghana. First to present his letter was Timothy Walamba from Zambia, followed by Jeeva Saga from India, Majid Thompson, Denmark, Claudia Quintero from Colombia, and Dilip Nair from Singapore. Ghana has maintained warm relations with Zambia, India, Denmark, and Singapore for many years, and their envoys feel at home. The only envoy amongst the five yet to enjoy the proverbial Ghanaian hospitality is Claudia Quintero from Colombia. This is the first time that country is designating a special envoy to Ghana. Mrs. Quintero is positive that a first-time relationship with Ghana will yield positive results.
We admire the democratic values of your country, and we admire the commitment that you have taken to shorten the gap of the social differences and the economical differences. You know, I visited the director to see how we can help in the national campaign that you are going to have for vaccination. Sooner than later, you feel happy to have Colombia among your friends in Ghana.
President John Mahama said a number of South American countries have expressed interest in opening embassies here in Ghana.
Even though we have not shared direct relations, I believe that your posting to Ghana is going to open a whole new channel of cooperation between Ghana and Colombia. I believe that there are many areas in which we can collaborate. Colombia is well renowned for its very special flavored coffee, and I believe that we can take a leaf from what Colombia has done with coffee. Ghana's main export is cocoa. We have a small coffee industry, but we've not been able to expand it that much. So it is my hope that with the relations that we're developing with Colombia, maybe in future Ghana would also have, you know, Ghanaian coffee as a preferred flavor of coffee on the world market. Colombia has some experience in the oil and gas industry. Ghana has just begun to develop its own oil and gas industry, and there is room for collaboration and sharing of experience between our two countries.
Ghana and India have strong collaboration in economic development. The Indian-Ghana Kofi Annan ICT Center of Excellence, Commander Sugar Plant, and a proposed $1.3 billion fertilizer plant are all projects being supported by the Indian government. Singapore's Ambassador Dilip Nair recognizes Ghana's trade and investment potential, and so he is in the country with 12 businessmen with expertise in infrastructure development, like the building of ports. He has invited a Ghanaian delegation to the African Singapore Business Forum to be held next year. Zambia will be celebrating her golden jubilee on October 24 this year. Timothy Walamba has extended an invitation from the Zambian President Michael Sata to President Mahama to attend the anniversary.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.